This is All Things Considered on 89.1 KUAR. I'm Michael Hiplin. The Little Rock Board of Directors is set to vote tonight on a contract that's part of an effort to expand and improve the Arkansas River Trail. That meeting begins about 15 minutes from now. Earlier today, I spoke with Little Rock Mayor Mark Stodola about the plan.
Well, the item tonight is to award a contract for the extension of the trail over the Union Pacific Railroad, traveling west toward the Dillard's Computer Center, the Packet House, and then the main headquarters for Dillard's. So that contract is competitively let, and it's going to be awarded tonight.
And that's expected to be, I believe, a little over $1 million.
That's correct. We've gotten a grant that we've had now for quite some time, so we're able to put that to use to go ahead and get this portion of the trail. It'll go from the Medical Mile, which terminated right at the railroad tracks, and it will traverse up the hill and over the railroad tracks. And then we will we're working then with Dillard's on the remaining portion of the trail, which I'm excited about. We're making some progress. We're almost there.
Yeah, this has been a key problem with the river trail for a lot of people, the part where suddenly you had to kind of go over toward city streets.
Yes, and of course it was jumping back and forth on either side of Cantrell Road, and that's not the best thing to do. So I determined that we ought to try and do everything we could to keep it on the north side of Cantrell Road. And of course the issue is whether we could go on the bluff itself, and that's my preference, but we've not been able to get agreement on that, so we're working on a compromise.
What can you tell me about what's been difficult in negotiating with Dillard's?
Well, you know, I think they have come to appreciate the importance of it to the city. I'm thankful for that. I think they, for one reason or another, don't wish to see it on the bluff. It would have been, it's still something that I think ultimately might sometime in the future happen, but it's an expensive proposition too, and it'll probably be less expensive to do what we're going to do than to build basically a bridge in front of their headquarters that runs laterally along the edge of the water. We were very sensitive and did all the engineering to make sure that it would work, but ultimately they would prefer to see another option. So we've been, you know, discussions and back and forth on that, trying to make progress on it. And one of the challenges is that the computer center that they have, the wall in front is only 12 feet away from the curb. And so we've gotten some good agreement to how to handle that issue. And I'm excited and thankful that Dillard's has been working with us on that. So I think we're close. And when we get there, we'll have a press conference and we'll be able to lay out exactly what this looks like.
Okay. Any idea on a time frame when you might announce
No,
something?
I don't want to jinx it, or I don't want to. You know, people have been very patient and waiting. My friends with the Bicycle Friendly Community Committee of the City, Bicycle Advocacy of Central Arkansas, all of those folks have been very patient with me. You can see I have a bicycle in my office here, so I'm going to keep my fingers crossed, and we're going to try and bring this home.
How important is it to the city to really complete this trail, bring it up to its optimal possibilities?
Well, you know, the quality of life issues of the city of Little Rock are great, and certainly the River Trail is one of the great amenities that we have. The challenges of development on the south side of the river obviously create greater obstacles to getting it complete, which is one of the things we've had to deal with, and the north side didn't have that. So this is a big deal. Certainly our river trail is recognized nationally, and our ability to get the south side complete is really going to make it one of the premier trails for pedestrian and bicycle transportation in the country.
And the vote tonight, is that expected to pass?
Yes, I believe so, yeah. I don't think there's any doubt about it.
All right. Little Rock Mayor Mark Stodola, thanks for joining me to talk about this.
Okay, Michael, you betcha. Thank you.
And that's the mayor speaking with me at City Hall. This is KUAR 89.1.